Sarah Latshaw has been looking forward to this day on behalf of the many individuals in the state who were excluded from the election process due to their felony convictions and were kept out long after completion of their sentences.
In November, over 64% of Florida voters from all walks of life and political persuasions approved Amendment 4, and that reflects the belief that when a debt is paid, it is paid.
Latshaw is deputy political director of the ACLU of Florida, which campaigned for passage of the amendment, which makes restoration of ex-felons' voting rights automatic.
And I believe on January 8th, Amendment 4 will go into effect and folks will be able to register who have paid their debt to society.
According to the ballot summary, Amendment 4 restores the voting rights of Floridians with felony convictions after they complete all terms of their sentence, including parole or probation and the payment of fines. The amendment would not apply to those convicted of murder or sexual offenses who would continue to be permanently barred from voting unless the governor and cabinet vote to restore their voting rights on a case-by-case basis. That said, Latshaw is not anticipating any problems with implementation.
The language is very clear in the amendment, and these terms have been defined by the Florida legislature, and it's just incumbent on the Department of Elections to ensure that the supervisors of elections throughout the state of Florida have clear directives to ensure that the will of the voters is in fact executed.
But the issue of implementation is not so explicit to everyone. Florida's next governor, Ron DeSantis, has questioned whether state lawmakers need to adopt implementing legislation. However, the legislature does not meet in session until March. Paul Lux is Okaloosa County Supervisor of Elections and serves as president of the Florida Supervisors of Elections Association. He says what is clear is that there are a lot of moving pieces and parts.
While most of us do not disagree with the fact that this amendment is self-enacting, we do still have some serious reservations about a lack of information on quite a number of points as it relates to Amendment 4.
For instance, Lux points to some of the many questions that have arisen among his elections colleagues.
First and foremost, what does completing all terms of your sentence mean? Does it include restitution if you were ordered to pay restitution? Does it include paying court costs? If when you were released from parole or probation, your bill for court costs or restitution was converted to a civil lien so that it can be taken off of their books, have you or haven't you met the terms of your sentence?
There are also calls for clarification as to which specific crimes would be defined as a murder or a sexual offense and thus subject to a permanent ban on voter registration. And like Okaloosa's Paul Lux, Escambia County Election Supervisor David Stafford is concerned about questions related to verification of eligibility for registration.
You know, one of the challenges I foresee is people looking to us to make that determination for the individual voter is if, you know, have I completed my sentence? And we're just not equipped to do that.
One of the biggest issues to be addressed is how the State Division of Elections will handle applications. Now that clemency records will no longer be the single source for proof of eligibility.
I know that there's not a database right now that exists where either we or the individual can go check to see if they're in that database or that one is being contemplated. So in essence, it's incumbent upon the individual voter to be able to answer that question on the form. It says you have to affirm that you've either not been convicted of a felony or if so, that you've had your rights restored.
Stafford and Lux believe some adjustments will be needed and it's likely the initiative will wind up in court. In the meantime, individuals who are unsure of their status should contact the Florida Office of Executive Clemency, the Clerk of Circuit Court in the county where they were sentenced, the Florida Department of Corrections where they were supervised or incarcerated, or the U.S. Probation Office if they were in the federal court system. For those ready to move forward, Stafford, Lux, and other local supervisor of elections officials will begin processing applications as required when their offices open up this Tuesday. According to Stafford, the civil rights issue aside, the verification process will be the same for everyone, and the removal of ineligible convicted felons from the voter rolls will continue. For the most part, it will be business as usual.
Certainly in the short term, we will be processing Florida voter registration applications that are complete on their face, and, you know, entering them into the system. And then once they're verified, then that person becomes a registered voter.
Stafford says he's been holding on to the application of an individual who tried to register the day after Amendment 4 was passed. He plans to process that one first. Voters have a variety of ways to register, including online through the State Division of Elections and local Supervisor of Elections websites, by mail and at any Florida driver's license office, as well as other governmental offices. And as always, individuals are welcome to register in person.
I will be headed down to the Supervisor of Elections office with a returning citizen who has gotten her right to vote back, and we will go down and she's going to register to vote.
Again, ACLU's Sarah Latshaw. She says there's an intake form on their website for anyone who has an issue registering. Those unsure of their status can ask questions by calling a special hotline, 1-800-MY-VOTE-0. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.